shout hallelujah every day.
It's a beautiful day powered by the Holy Spirit. You are for signs and surely for wonders today in Jesus' name. From here, it's good morning and welcome to Hallelujah Everyday Podcast with Pastor Leke Toba. I see you better and greater today in Jesus' name. Child of God, many people have low esteem of themselves. They get easily intimidated by presence of others and look to pleasing others to get recognition. Child of God, the first person you need to please should always be God, then yourself. God didn't place you on earth to be man pleaser. He didn't place you here to live an average life at beck and call of others. You were created to excel and excel well. And that seed mustn't be left dormant lest it decays and dies out. The words you appropriate into your life will tell a lot about you. You must think and speak positively in life. Every day we must have a positive confession about ourselves. Words can create good and words can also destroy things. Remember, God also used words. Genesis chapter 1 gives us a clue to that effect. Bible says, "And God said, and God said, and God said." Child of God, I once heard a preacher say, "You will never rise above the image you have of yourself." That indeed is true. If you don't see good in yourself, how do you expect people to appreciate or celebrate you? Proverbs 23 verse 7 says, "As a man thinks in his heart, so is he." Work on yourself. Work on your self-esteem. Work on your self-confidence. You may not look it, but as long as you believe it, someday it will come to pass. Stop casting your face down. Look up, straighten up, and walk tall. Never belittle yourself. Speak loud into your life. Speak loud into your inner man. The words you utter to yourself give direction to your life. Whenever you speak to yourself, have creative ability in it. Words have life and power. If negative, it will attract demons. If positive, it will attract angels to implement. Heads or tail, the choice is yours to make. When you make a habit of making positive pronouncements into your life, two immediate areas are influenced. First, your emotion, which will balance and stabilize, unleashing positive energy and fueling the outer body to go forward. The second part of influence is your spirit. Once your spirit is fine-tuned with positive words, positive energy, every other thing begins to cooperate. David came against Goliath because he believed in God and spoke power and positivity into his situation, even before the confrontation. David knew no impossibility. When you study 1 Samuel 17, verses 26 through to 37, Bible says, David asked the men standing near him, "What will be done for the man who kills this Philistine and removes his disgrace from Israel? Who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God?" Verses 32 says, David said to Saul, "Let no one lose their heart on account of this Philistine. Your servant will go and fight him." Hallelujah. David had put a boost in himself, child of God, with positive words that Saul the king had to reverse himself and say, "Go, the Lord be with you." Mind you, for David to confront Goliath, he still prayed and said in verses 45 to 47, "I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. This day the Lord will deliver you into my hands, and I will strike you down and cut off your head. This very day I will give the carcasses of the Philistine army to the birds and the wild animals, and the whole world will know that there is a God in Israel." 47. "All those who gathered here will know that it is not by sword or spear that the Lord saves, for the battle is the Lord, and he will give all of you into our hands." Hallelujah. Child of God, what a divine insurance. Hear this. Heaven will back up the confession of your mouth. What you say is what you will get in Jesus' name. Remember, a closed mouth is a closed destiny. Bible says, and I quote, Job 22 and verses 28, "You shall also decree a thing, and it shall be established to you. Light shall shine on your ways." Hallelujah. Child of God, the King of Glory bless you today. From the sunrise to sunset, it will only be good news in health and in goodness in the name of Jesus. In marriage, good news. In your labor, good news. In your business, only positive news will be heard. I declare good tidings in your health. Open heavens everywhere you go. Your feet will take you to places of testimony. The oil of success come upon you today. In the name of Jesus, I cover your life and family with the blood of Jesus. Your joy will be full in the mighty name of Jesus. Child of God, happy birthday and congratulations to those celebrating wedding anniversaries. God bless you and increase you. Put his miracles on you now and always in the name of Jesus. I must say a very big thank you for listening. Thanks for supporting to keep the messages online on daily basis. Please keep sharing the podcast. It's all about the gospel of Jesus and touching lives for a positive impact and change. We never take your time for granted. We sincerely value your feedback. Have a wonderful day today. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Glory to God.
Connect Hallelujah Every Day with Pastor Lege Toba on WhatsApp and WeChat or call +234 8067 01 3664 or +234 8023319436. Follow, like, and subscribe on Facebook, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, and lots more. Have a great day, and remember, God's miracles await you every day in Jesus' name.